Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend Andrea Nirenberg is back. Andrea is a great member of our Brain Trust. Now for more than 13 years, she's the president of the Nirenberg Group, the author of something under 100 books, which have sold something over under a billion copies across the galaxy, all of them on networking, including her new one, Networking for Veterans. She's our good friend and someone we love very much, Andrea Nirenberg. Welcome back to the show.
It's so great to be back, Jim. And boy, aren't you the best PR person the world has ever known.
Well, boy, howdy, have we missed you. Where have you been?
I have been all over the world. You know, I moved to Sarasota, Florida, which I love.
Yeah.
Still traveling back to New York.
Was Sarasota ready for that?
I want you to know, I'm not sure.
I've heard some rumblings about that.
And that's one of the things I want to talk about, too, today, about networking in a new city. And I've also been fortunate.
Pay attention, folks. This will be a test at the end of this thing. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I spent a month in Southeast Asia.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where? Thailand and Vietnam?
I was in Thailand, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, and Myanmar, all the way over. 30 hours. It better have been a good ride, right? Exactly. So it was all good.
What did you learn while you were there?
I learned that people are people the world over. We may speak different languages.
Humans are the same,
aren't they? But humans are the wonderful, and I made more connections and friends. One of my highlights was we were on a tour in Cambodia, and these school kids were all together, and one of them came up to me because they heard me speaking English, and they said, "Could we interview you for our school project?" It was wonderful. So we talked about networking and about how making friends and connections, and they actually sent me a little blurb about it that they put in the school paper.
How about that?
Isn't that great?
Well, you know, I'm glad you said what you did because I've traveled around the world and I, of course, I'm always gravitate to small businesses. And wherever I go, the small business owners that I meet, regardless of the country, they're just like the small business owners here in America.
Without a doubt.
I mean, they have the same issues, many of the same challenges, and the same aspirations.
Absolutely. Exactly right. I couldn't agree with you
more. And I'll tell you something, Andrea. If the governments would get out of the way, the people could solve a lot of our problems here around the world. The problem we don't have a humanity problem. We got a politician problem across America. What do you think?
I totally agree with you, and especially today, it's an interesting day.
Yep.
And
election day.
Election day. I don't know if you voted yet, but I'm going to be voting after our call.
Yep.
And it's a perfect opportunity for even our listeners because when you're going to vote, be open, but don't talk about politics. Don't talk about who you're voting for. But it's a great opportunity to maybe connect with people in your community that you see them, you know, say hello to people.
Well, oftentimes it's almost like a funeral. You see people, you see old friends you haven't seen in a while.
It's very true. You do. And a lot of people don't take advantage of that. And that's what I always say. So I was laughing about that because somebody said, networking at the election, you know, at the polls. And I say, well, you know, every time you go somewhere, if you actually, especially for small business owners, maybe wear something that, like a prop about your business. So it's a conversation piece, you know, like a little hat that may be advertised, or give out a pen, or you just, you know, something that's a conversation starter. I always say have that.
Well, you know,
and I
hire people to do lots of different things in a year's time. I run into somebody who's a service provider. I'll say, "Hey, you got a card? I need to call you."
But it's because
I found out somehow what they do. They're plumbers or they're electricians or whatever.
Exactly right. And most people don't take the time to do that. So I'll be making sure that it goes along with my philosophy that when I go to the polls today, I will at least reconnect or say hello to someone I don't know or that I know very briefly, just to say hello, because it invariably always happen. And that's, you got to do it.
Well, and that's what, that's what humans do, isn't it?
I think we do. And, you know, you and I both know, because we're outgoing, or people think we're outgoing. I'm an introvert, but I'm a learned extrovert, as you know, and I've said that for years.
Well, I'm not, believe it or not, I'm technically not an extrovert. Because an extrovert is someone who can't keep their own company.
You're a good actor.
I can keep my own company.
Of course you can, because that's why, I mean, look what you do every week.
There's
there's
a term for us, though. It's not, the term is
ambivert.
Ambivert, that's it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Amber, I'm amazed at you, because every week when I get your newsletter, it's like I say, how does he come up with so much great information and material every week?
Well,
so you have to spend
you, sweetheart. I mean, I get your stuff all the time, too. So, okay,
I got to tell you something. I did something last night that was out of my comfort zone, and it was something that I said I'm going to share on the show this morning, because it was a great, somebody told me a great line last week. They said, when was the last time you did something for the first time?
Hmm.
And for a lot of times when people are thinking about networking and about reaching out of their comfort zone, well, one of the things
you
that
mean like,
I
you
got
mean
involved...
You like mean like me getting a pedicure? That would be like a first thing for me.
Yes, like you getting a pedicure.
Okay,
that would be it. Okay.
I'll let you know
you
when
have
that happens.
To talk to the people. Okay, you let me know. But no, I got involved in something here in Sarasota that I immediately joined when I joined the Rotary. And I joined the
Good
Chamber of Commerce,
Good
and I got
you.
Into a program called Leadership Sarasota. They
there
have
you
the cities all over.
Well,
guess what one of our assignments was? It's fantastic. I will tell you, as you know, I'm a baby boomer.
Mm-hmm.
All the people in my class are younger, and I've met incredible people. There's four other baby boomers. Everyone else is younger. It's fine. I love it. I'm meeting people in the community from, you name it, every area.
You just can't use movie references to talk to them. That's the only problem.
No, right. I know. People are like, what movie was that? I know, exactly. Well, here's the funniest thing. So last night, I had my opportunity to do a ride-along with the Sheriff's Department.
Wow, that's fun.
Yes. How cool was that? And I had the most interesting evening learning, connecting, talking to people, and like just finding out when I was in the car mm-hmm. with the officer and learning about all that. It never would have happened if it wasn't for the fact of asked to do something.
You got out of your comfort zone, didn't you?
I did. And that what I
and an example, and all the things that you just said are keys. You joined the Chamber of Commerce. You found a group within that group that you could spend a little micro group. Your leadership group.
Absolutely.
You're a member of a Rotary Club. I've been a Rotarian for almost 30 years. It's great. Very smart.
Very active.
But you got out of your comfort zone a little bit. And
right.
I need the website quickly, Andrea.
At nirenberggroup.com.
All right.
NIRENBERG group.
Check it out. Quick break. Going to take a quick 120 after. Right back with Andrea. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.